our children, or for those out there who have grandchildren, they are the coolness of our eyes. They are our extensions. They continue our family name. We owe it to ourselves as parents or grandparents to ensure that we nurture them according to Islamic values and Islamic teachings as well. I'm going to share a few tips with you, inshallah, a few Madani pearls of advices for every parent out there or every grandparent out there as well in raising Muslim kids. Every now and then, praise your child. Even if your child did not do very well or meet your expectations in their tests or exams, praise them even in front of others as well. But advise them that there's always room for betterment. Never make your child feel useless. Do not embarrass them, especially in public. Do not praise or favor one child over the other continuously, especially in the presence of other children, as this may lead to sibling rivalry. Speak with respect when you are speaking to your children or grandchildren. Say, Jazakullahu khayra, please may I have this. Instead of using slang words or words that are no good. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah advises us that even to a newborn baby, we should speak good words. As the child is growing up, we'll be learning good words, good mannerisms, and we ourselves will be developing our own character and speech. When children are small, don't take away their playing time, but also advise them as they're growing up to use their time productively and wisely. Assist your children in making decisions. Influence them on what outcomes to reach. And that should be grounded in Islamic values, Islamic teachings, the teachings of Al-Quran. Influence your child to become obedient servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the influences out there get to them and start influencing them by means of friends, peer pressure, or even on social media as well. When you are going to make a decision, then also take your child's decision, meaning ask their opinion, even if you do not implement it. This will teach them the concept and habit of mashwara, consultancy. If possible, dedicate a corner of the home or the room where your child is staying in and keep all their certificates, keep their trophies, etc. that will help them to gain more confidence in their life. Teach your child to follow you in salah. Instead of just instructing them, read your salah, teach them to follow you. So be a practical role model for your children. Teach your children how to put forward their opinions and how to disagree in a good manner as well. Encourage your child to ask questions. As our ulama and mashaykh have advised us that a question is the key to an answer. Always fulfill the promises that you make to your children. And for whatever genuine reason you fail to fulfill those promises, then explain to them why. Teach your children to develop the skill of being a member of a group. This will help them, especially when they are going to school at primary, at secondary or tertiary level. Teach your children to practice the sunnah. Teach them practically by you doing it, by you following the sunnah according to how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep, how to talk, how to interact with each other. So you be that practical role model for them. Make dua for your children. Even if they are rebellious, even if they do not listen, they are stubborn, they have their tantrums, never ever curse your child. Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, advises us that do not ever curse your children, because if it is a time of acceptance and the dua is accepted, then you yourself as a parent will be going through difficulty when you see your child in difficulty. Rather, make dua for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them obedient and pious as well. If you make a mistake, apologize to your child. Subhanallah, this will teach your child to repent when they make mistakes. And this, you need to influence them as well. Have a few surprises for your children. It doesn't have to be something big, but just to recognize their efforts, even if they did not get that A plus or B, but to recognize their efforts, have a few surprises for them. Spend quality time with your children, with your family. Train your children, nurture them to recite the glorious Quran with tajweed, with makharij on a daily basis. Likewise, nurture them and train them to recite some amount of durood-e-paak and salawat, istighfar, dhikrullah on a daily basis. And here, nek a'mal, which is also one category is designed for children, will help them as well to do these things. Tell your children repeatedly that you love them. Hug them, kiss them, show them that affection of yours from the bottom of your heart. Because you as a parent or grandparent, you love them unconditionally with no strings attached. Be approachable to your offspring. They must know that the go-to person is my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, if I have any doubts in my mind. Establish a home dars in your home by reading out a few paragraphs, 12 minutes, 5 minutes from Faizani Sunnat or from any publication of Maktabatul Madina, by getting the family involved, getting them together, keeping the phones away, sitting together, reading out. Each one may have a turn on a different day. So you're bringing the family together. You are creating an Islamic ethos and you are going over some Islamic teachings. Subhanallah. For more advices and for more empowerment regarding this, join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawood-e-Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.